Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Thursday, October 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence continues to plague Christians who are sharing their faith in India. That's the message from Dr. M.A. Thomas with Hope Givers International, a partner of Bible Pathway Ministries. He says their students were attacked as they were involved in street evangelism.
A group of anti-Christians, about 40 of them, came in and they took all the gospels and tracts and burned in the public place. They beat our students, two girls and one boy student, and our professor and one of our elders.
But many are coming to Christ, and Hope Givers expects to graduate 4,000 seminary students in February. Next Global Advance's David Shibley has always had a passion for helping the hidden heroes of the church. But in 1990, while preaching to a group of international church leaders, something happened that changed his focus.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart. Spend the rest of your life putting men like that up where you're standing, and you go sit where they're sitting. Begin to lift up the hands of national pastors and church leaders. And so that's been our privilege over these last 14 years.
Global Advance now offers training on CD and native languages. They also have leadership materials and a website devoted to pastoral helps. And the Evangelical Free Church of America's Church Planters Boot Camp is wrapping up tomorrow. This week's event was held in Minnesota. It's an intensive 4-day training experience that covers the major issues a church planter faces in starting a new church. The goal is to give church planters practical skills that will allow them to see lots of fruit in the initial stages so that they can plant healthy churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the free book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.